Thank you so much for joining me. Josh, can you tell me a little about your district, how big it is, where you located, how many students, how many schools?
I work in the Meade School District. Meade is a small suburb just north of Spokane in Washington State. We have about 10,000 students across our district. We have two large comprehensive high schools, and that's fed by three middle schools. And we just built another elementary school last year. We are growing, and the trend has been a couple of hundred students a year for about the last 5 years. And so we're seeing this upward tick. And right now, the school that I work at, Mount Spokane High School, has 1,500 students, and the incoming class is over 400, and the outgoing seniors are about 360. So we're going to continue to see some growth. There will be a time, probably in the next 5 to 10 years, we start looking at what it would be like to be a three high school district if the trend continues, which is pretty cool. I've been working here for 15 years. I'm lucky enough now to be the college and career counselor at one of the high schools. That position didn't actually exist when I was hired as a grade level counselor. So I was a grade level counselor for 8 years. And the way we do it, we start with a class and we roll with that class until they graduate. And we start over again with freshmen. So I did that cycle 2 times. And all along the way, myself, my colleagues in my building, and then in our sister school, Meade High School, we're having this conversation of there's a major deficiency in the program we provide. There's just not a lot of college and career readiness that we're able to deliver to our students. It's a lot of credit tracking, graduation, state testing, other things. And so the hope was if we could get them across the stage, they were going to go do good things, but we had no way really to track those students or to really equip them for success. But in 2018, we were told there might be some money available. And so without actually any interest in the job myself, I made a list of all of the things the college and career counselor could do that could be taken off my plate. And the farther down the list I got, the more I wanted to do that job. And so I went to our district administrator who had indicated there might be some money. And I said, Doug, I've got to be back at my building in like 20 minutes. But in that time, I'm going to convince you that we need a fifth counselor. I'm going to convince you what they should be doing on a day-to-day basis. And I'm going to convince you that I'm the guy to do it. And he laughed and said, okay, shoot. And so, yeah, so in that 20-minute meeting, we basically hammered out a framework for what the college and career counselor would look like at each high school. And he knew I wanted to do it here. And so we pushed hard the person we thought would be really good at Meade High School. We convinced her that she should do it at Meade. And the board approved a 1 year pilot for the 2018 2019 school year. And it was effective enough for us to stick around. And we've actually used several platforms. SchoolLinks is the third platform that we have used in trying to deliver an effective college and career readiness curriculum for our students.
So how did you end up with SchoolLinks after moving off of those other two? I assume there were some, you don't have to name them if you don't want to. I assume there's some deficiencies, with those. So
They
how
didn't
did
have
you end
everything
up
we
with them?
wanted. And honestly, the biggest thing that I care about is what is the end user experience like? And do students want to use the platform? Because the tool is only as effective as it gets used. We were using voice initially, and we were ballers on a budget, and it was effective. And our state had that kind of as the universal platform to fulfill the high school and beyond plan. It was like $800 a year for the district, super cheap. And it was minimal both in staffing and support, but also in what it was able to do. It allowed us to kind of check the box and say, yeah, we're doing interest inventories and we're having students articulate a plan for after high school. But it wasn't very interactive. It didn't have any of the bells and the whistles that students want. We were having to use other platforms to meet other needs. We had a scholarship database that was separate from that. We were doing FAFSA presentations separate from that. All of our college search stuff was done on College Board with, Big Future. And so students were going to all of these different platforms to get their needs met. And somewhere along the line, Colleen, who's my counterpart at Meade High School, and I said, there's got to be a better way. And coinciding with that conversation was we had Zello reach out to us, and they were getting going. We liked their platform. We liked their product. And so, yeah, we started working with them and we're very pleased with 90% of what they're able to do. Our contract was coming up with them last year. We opened the door to do a competitive process. We looked at Naviance. We looked at SchoolLinks. we looked at Zello, and we actually circled back and looked at Voice again. You know, they had done some updates in the time that we were away from them. And the thing that sold us on Schoolinx, you know, all of those platforms have strengths and weaknesses, but the thing that sealed it for Schoolinx was we had several students at each high school just trial run. It was like a test drive. We got them on their Chromebook. We had guest credentials, and we gave them zero instruction other than go here to log in. And in that experience, we learned, one, Schoolinx is incredibly intuitive, that with no direction or coaching, students can easily navigate from one part of the platform to another part of the platform. And a couple of those experiences, I'm thinking about it now, there's one young lady who came into my office, and she knows she wants to swim competitively in college. She knows she wants to, she's about a Division II caliber swimmer, and she knows she doesn't want to be in Spokane. And so it was actually the college search feature on Schoolinx. You know, I'm looking over her shoulder, and she's checking boxes and using the slider bar. And all of a sudden, she's got a list of 8 or 9 schools that she didn't even know were out there before. And she stopped and she looked at me and she said, "Cower, how long do I have this trial for? Because I want to dig into this a little bit more." And I said, "Well, it expires tomorrow. So go home and work on it tonight." And she did. And my takeaway from that is like, dude, if students are spending their own time on your platform, that's pretty powerful testimony that it's not just effective, but it's useful. And so Naviance did not have that same experience, even though they've got a really, really powerful tool. And then Zello, we knew what we had there, and we were looking for a change. So yeah, we chose Schoolinx almost 100% because students preferred that.
That's excellent. We hear, I get to say all the time, and we hear it too. Yeah, the tool's only as good as it is useful. Right. Mm-hmm. So the data is only going to be good if the students are actually using it. And so this is that perfect example. So the students loved it. I assume the counselors, I'm going to say loved it, and you can nod along that, you know, they were tolerant of it. What was that implementation process and that change management of going from, you know, obviously like system number one to system number two, and now to Schoolinx? Was it seamless? Was there pushback? How did that rollout go?
I think change is hard for people always. I think especially professional educators have a lot going on. So anytime you approach people and say, "Hey, we're going to make a change and do this different," there's initially some resistance, like, "Oh, I just learned the last system. Now I got to learn a whole new thing on top of all this other stuff I do." But the value in Schoolinx has been how intuitive it is. And honestly, our ability to use our district's Hello ID and single sign-on was a total game changer, because previously we were not able to do that with system one or system two. And people were having to keep sticky notes of their username and password under their keyboards, you know, super secure. But now it's like we've got a link for them in their Hello ID dashboard. And they can just Google Schoolinx and use the login in the top right, and then you can sign in with Google, and it takes them to their dashboard. So I think once people realized how easy it was to access, and I think just spending a little bit of time on the platform itself to find what you need, depending on what your role here is, whether you're a staff or a student, kind of puts all of that, you know, resistance that's initial and is like, okay, that kind of melts away. This isn't going to be hard. I can do this.
So it sounds like the major driver for choosing Schoolinx was the ease of use. What's been the favorite feature for students, and what's been the favorite feature for counselors?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question, because they're different, right? I mean, I'll talk a little bit about my experience. The reason I love it is that college application dashboard, where I previously was using a Google Sheet just to track conversations and where students were applying to and where they were at in the process. And it was ugly, man. It was all over. So the ability to have on one screen all my students, where they're applying to, where they're at in the process, if I've sent a transcript, if I've done my school report, I mean, that is so easy. And because we've linked with the Common App, I don't have to have my separate Common App window open to track it. It's all right in that one spot. So for me, I love that. Students, I hear really, really good things about the interest inventories. They like the celebrity match did they get after the initial onboarding? That's always the most talkative portion of our classroom visits, is when they get through that initial onboarding and they compare themselves with their classmates, celebrities. That's fun. I know they love that. The game of life assessment is another very popular one. That's probably for our freshmen and sophomores, where they spend most of their time and talking. Our older students, for our juniors and our seniors, they're using the college search tool a lot. And we put into the finance portion, we put a bunch of our local scholarships as well. And so our students who are seniors who have just finished college applications can go in and build themselves a profile and sort scholarships. They're spending a lot of time there as well. And I would tell you, as the guy who used to manage the Google Doc, where we had 46 pages of scholarships that was ugly and messy and not sortable, the ability for students to go into SchoolLinks and have everything there has been awesome.
More and more of our district partners are using the scholarship feature, and I feel like it's one of those kind of unsung heroes, you know, yeah. That once an administrator, it goes, oh, there's one place I can put all the scholarships, and a few students start to realize it, it's kind of, it snowballs, mm-hmm. You know, because one student hears about it from another student and another student, all of a sudden you get everyone going there, right, and finding the right scholarship for them. We talked about, you know, your staff and your students. Do you have parents and guardians on SchoolLinks as well?
Not yet. In fact, that's one of our goals for this year. When we're looking at the platforms, one of the things that we liked about SchoolLinks was the ability to invite parents and to have them have access. It was interesting. Sydney, who's been awesome working with us with our implementation, she recommended holding off on that piece until a little bit later. Get your staff on board, get your students onboarded, and then in year two, let's get our parents invited. So we haven't done it yet, but it's one of the things we're really excited about.
Yeah, we have a top-notch CS team, as you know, and Sydney's great. And it's always great to hear, you know, we don't want to rush you. You know, you need to go at your pace that's right for your district. And so, yeah, we'll be here for the long term. So we don't need your parents on right away.
Right.
You know? That's great. So I feel like we've covered a lot of stuff. If you were to give advice to a brand new SchoolLinks district that was just signing up right now, what would that one piece of advice be?
Start with transcripts. Actually, we were spending a lot of our time emailing or like snail mailing transcripts. And as a district, you know, we use PowerSchool. And our students did not have access to their transcripts. They would have to request that from an adult in the building, who would then either have to download a PDF or print it and give it to them. And it took a lot of time, not just for our current students who needed one for car insurance or an application somewhere, but for our grads who have left and, you know, maybe now they're applying to a different school and need another copy of their transcript. It was just a lot. And honestly, as the guy who was kind of the champion for SchoolLinks, who was here for the sales pitches from all the different platforms and who said, hey, I think SchoolLinks is what we want to do. The easiest way for me to sell my colleagues on it was just use the transcript tool and see how much time it saves you. And it was a game changer for us. You know, our administrative assistant here is amazing. She's a fantastic woman, and she was spending way too much time stamping and addressing envelopes. And so as soon as she realized she could upload all the transcripts and we could send them all and they go out via parchment, she was like, oh, this is the best thing ever because we couldn't do that before. So it was, yeah, that would be the one thing I would encourage people who are starting this implementation process, who want to build that cohesion and people to get behind SchoolLinks, start with transcripts. That's an easy sell.
That's excellent advice. So before we sign off, is there anything else that you want to talk about or that you think districts should know?
I would really encourage, when you're going into the process of looking at different systems to use, you've got to get students involved. You know, I mentioned earlier in our interview that was for us the thing that moved the needle, you know, because you're looking at kind of an apples to apples comparison as an adult and you're like, well, this tool does this. Okay, so now what's the cost difference? If they do the same thing, you know, I'm just going to go with the cheaper product. The student input was absolutely essential for us to feel like we were making the right decision. And we've said it both already in this, you know, short conversation, that the tool is only as good as it's getting used. And if students aren't going to get on it because it's clunky and it doesn't look good, it doesn't have any value. But School Links gets used every single weekend. You know, I get to see that activity log when I look in on Monday morning, and I can see, oh, you know, 24 hours ago, so-and-so saved that career. Well, that means that kid was up on a Sunday looking at careers. That's pretty legit. So I would say the single most important thing that people who are investigating School Links and other platforms need to hear is that you've got to involve students in the selection process.
I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for answering all my questions.
Yeah. Have a good rest of your day. It's good chatting with you.